Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Beyond measure, love every treasure. A mother, a lover like no other brother. Full of love and affection, direction, perfection. Did I forget to mention that complexion? Yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it. Don't conceal it, open up your heart and let her steal it.
She's a dreamtime princess. I'm just a witness to her greatness. She's a dreamtime princess. She's a dreamtime princess. I'm just a witness to her greatness. She's a dreamtime princess.
We turning around, making a sound, stomping the ground, filling up our spirit, feeling proud. Appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying. She be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity. That's just the reality, yes, a mentality. Never slipping or flipping or tripping. Always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land of what we love. It's time to stand strong. Come on!
She's a dreamtime princess.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba nap ibamada, yendaba kat yendabamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
Oh,
Today in this radio, and this is Murray Warra, and big welcome to you all, your daily program, National Talk Black. Your host here, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country. BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Want to give a big shout out to the KIAF team, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, to the artistic director, and that's Tia Ropium. And also the beautiful team behind him, fantastic team effort. And board of directors, thank you very much. We had the KIAF the 16th year in a row, and took it back to the original and the original venue, and that was at the Tanks. Look, amongst the rainforest, look, I think it's the best venue. Fantastic, congratulations. And it went on for 3 days, and a platform, a beautiful platform for our First Nation artists, business people, entrepreneurs, and selling their wares, and also having our culture alive and front and centre. So congratulations to Deadly. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black, your program, a vehicle that we can have a platform, have a yarn, and talk about any issues you want to talk about across the nation. Black or white, have a yarn, give us a call at that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Yo me fumo a la mala. dance floor. Express yourself for what I stand for. I'ma light it up like a candle. Come and make it do a hot handle. Woo. I think I need a chill.
Hey. Mama no me cae en una mene que vira que me cae todo esto. Para mariquín mala y tu burro y una mara cala y un ojo a la mala.
Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Warrior.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Tribal Warriors, Bub Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, daily number here, 1-800-422-416. And call that number, Yarn's yours truly. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And she got across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, we're going to catch up a yarn now. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. And a very good morning to Tony Gibbs. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
How are you travelling,
mate?
Been a while. How are you travelling?
I'm okay. I turned 77. My lunar millennium, a thousand moons old.
Happy birthday. Travelling good then, brother. 77. Good inning, but plenty more innings to come.
Yeah, I hope so, mate. I want to be... Yeah,
now you were telling me last time you stopped smoking.
Yeah, I did stop smoking.
That would help, brother. Yes.
My health improved. I've got a couple of spray things and I'm not using them much. I'm doing a lot of work around the yard and I'm organising a protest over the cemetery business.
Yeah. And how are you travelling in that space?
I'm setting the stage, so I'm just taking my time, but I'm doing physical work and improving my health.
Yep. Beautiful. Well, there's a lot Come again?
There's a lot been happening out here. Also, with the cemetery, last Wednesday, the headline on the Cairns Post, did you see that? Can't afford to die?
No. Can't afford to die? No. Was that the title, was it?
That's the headline on the Cairns Post and, regarding the costs of burial sores.
Very expensive to leave this earth, isn't it?
Oh, mate, they put the price up from $2,000 for a block to $5,400. So a lot of people want to get cremated now because it's, you know, buying a burial plot, which I did for Donna, my wife, and one for the future for myself, which is sitting empty. Anyway, that's another story. I don't want to talk about the cemetery anymore. I've done that for a long time on the show, and there's other stuff happening.
Okay, brother. All the celebrations
down the river, the green patch is in full swing. It's like cowboys and Indians, you know, the wagon train is there, and we have one Adinji man left of our tribe living on the river. This is the truth, how bad it is. He gets a lot of visitors down there. He's a Adinji man.
And he lives on the river, does he?
Yep.
So what's he living in? Is he in a tent, or is he has he made a shack?
He's got a tent, and he moves about, and he gets people go down there, but we are down to one man. Because, you know, the council took over the native title. The green patch is given away. We call it camp segregation. Mm. It's anything to stop our mob going to the river and getting the fish and by car. And then, you know, there's a food chain. The fish come up there and we go down and see the alive. But we've got one man left. We're one man away. And
can I say one tribal man, we would say, wouldn't we?
One tribal man.
Yeah.
And he's Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander too, but his mum's Adinji.
Mm.
He's my brother-in-law.
Okay, he's on his mother's land. He's on his mother's land, brother.
He's on his mother's land. Well, really, it's Goulsborough Valley up the river, but we're all Adinji, you know?
Mm, exactly.
How can I say this? And then we've had a couple of funerals and one brother's come up and down the coast and he's got a little swag and he's just camped in that too, just one of those tiny little swags and a thing. And I think he's been diagnosed with cancer and we're just away seeing medical treatment. The council, safety officers call themselves, they've come down with their car that has all that checker sort of detailing on it, like the police cars, you know, them blue and white checkers.
Yep.
And they've come down to his little tent there and they put a thing like a canary, like they put on cars, yellow stickers, and it's called, on his tent, it's got unlawful depositing of goods and they're going to move it. I mean, man, they've got all the green patch, thousands of people now, the council of people coming into the riverbank, hunting our people out and threatening to take their tent away. And he's only temporary, but he's a cancer patient too. So the cruelness of what's going on and the amount of people we have left, we're very close to ethnic cleansing in Gordonvale here. Very, very close to it, mate. It's just ridiculous. And they're getting ready, it looks like, to pump water just on the other side of the bridge. There's so much happening out here, Trevor.
Yeah.
You look off the old bridge in the river, you can see the stones in the river. There's only about a foot of water left in the river.
Mm.
It's just ridiculous, and it's World Heritage upstream. It's what's supposed to be our native title. And the fisheries. It's the fisheries. It's the food stock for the tribe, which is on the point of just everybody being assimilated.
Yeah. Frustrating for you.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, mate.
Mm.
And, you know, I've had my wife's crosses, main activist and caretaker up the river, me and her. Our crosses have been removed from the cemetery. I've retrieved them. I've got them at home and they've all been wired up with lights and they're being put into position, and I'm painting all kind of boards and sign and getting ready. So I hope, I said before, maybe get Channel 9 out, but I'd really like NITV to come out and cover this.
So point blank, the crosses are not allowed to go up, or have you tried the so-called council process? Do you, an application as such, or a costing, or how's that work?
Well, we've always put crosses up, right? We never had to have permit. The wooden surrounds go around and the wooden crosses are attached to it. I've done what the family have always done. I put a cross up, but I put an aluminium one. I've done the same thing. I just used a different material, and they pulled them out of the ground because it's just probably a threat to their mates that run the marble stone business, and their business is already down because the cost of burial is increased and people will get cremated, so there's less business. And if we start putting up aluminium crosses, which I'd love to do because we have so many family crosses and wooden ones have disintegrated and they're getting lost, and all they want to do, and they're moving the frames and they're just bulldozing over the ground and making it flat. You're not allowed to have
flowers. You need material that can tackle the weather as well, handle the weather as well.
An aluminium thing is the right thing, especially what I put in the ground, because the ground they sold me to floods.
Exactly, yep.
It's a racket, mate. It is a racket. And like I said, I told you before once in there that I wrote to the Crime and Misconduct Commission and they said, I need more than idle speculation.
Mm.
I mean, I'm surprised that they wrote me a letter back because I only called them up.
Mm.
It's not idle speculation. There are atrocities going on in Gordonvale, in the cemetery. And like my wife, she's a big activist, was, and they're robbing the dead, mate.
Yep. I hear you, brother.
They say people will turn over in the grave. How low can it go? And so I'm still very active what I'm doing, but I'm being very patient.
Fight the good fight. That's what it's all about, Tony. Yep.
I'm being very patient, and within the next couple of weeks, I'll have all my signs painted and the crosses. Well, each one's got a remote control for the light show on them. I'm highlighting them. They're going to be up high. I've got them, and I've already got people coming up and down the street because they're lit in my driveway, and they come up and have a look.
Mm.
I'm doing an enormous amount of work to showcase.
Well, they know the fight you're fighting anyway. If they come up and down your street to look at your crosses, brother.
Yeah, so
you're making a bit of noise there.
I want to be buried too.
Exactly.
It's the bottom. You've got to laugh, mate. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Like, my mental health is okay. It's just the crazy people I'm dealing with.
Actually,
the first thing I wanted today, before all the celebrations and stuff, there was a little bit on the news there about the mayor and red tape. Can you explain what that was about? Because I missed that. There was a dispute on the television news about red tape.
No, I don't know that yarn. The mayor is on a holiday break at the moment. I don't know the yarn about the red tape, but
okay,
worth, you yeah, are, worth having a chat.
You asked me before about the forms. Well, after we found out about after I found out that there were forms and our mobs have never had forms to fill in for the crosses, we just put up wooden ones. But because I used a different material, they ripped them out. And Muller, the councillor out here, he said he'll have a look at the forms, but they'd already pulled them out of the ground, you know.
Sure.
I think 3 weeks they pulled them out. The forms have no space for a cross. It's all to do with headstones, and there's no way that you can apply for a metal cross.
Okay.
Which is a value for money permanent.
Is that what you have been informed?
Eh?
Is that what you have been informed? You're not allowed to use aluminium crosses.
Well, they won't actually say that. You see, this is it. They'll use every reason, but they won't. See, it's a, you know, you keep hearing about, what's the word, this thing, the hate for the Middle East, what they call that word. But we've got hate crime here. It's hate crime for us for daring to stand up to the council over the Greenbacks, the river and the native title.
Well, this yarn here on National Talk Black, when you call in, look, I would say it's good medicine for you too, my brother, getting off your chest, you know?
Well, that's what it's... You must, or it'll kill you. That's what the war on Aboriginal people is psychological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm... It's psychological warfare, and it's a killer because it gets you down.
So true.
Anti-Semitic is what I was... The word I was looking for before, anti-Semitic crime. Well, I'm going to put that on one of the boards and I'm going to cross it out and put anti-Christian next to it because they pulled crosses out of the ground, mate. This is the truth of Australia.
I hear you, my brother. I hear you. I hear you. I'm going to keep moving, Tony, but thank you for your call. Stay strong, brother. But
oh,
the fact
really
that, the fact that people drive over
day,
to your place to look at the crosses, the word is out. So, brother... And I'll investigate. I'll have to talk to Councillor Moller and find out what he found out. And we'll get back to you, my brother. But thank you, Tony.
I wouldn't bother talking to him. I couldn't. Okay, thanks, Drew. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Tony Gibbs, local man there, Gordonvale, and look, fight the good fight. He still managed crosses that he did put up there on his wife's grave out of Gordonvale, but were taken down, and he still has that conversation with council about that. But anyway, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And talking to the bully one here. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. All is here for your yarns. National Talk Black.
I am tired of begging and asking for our humanity. When is it enough?
Colonize my black mind, I'm from a dream time, I go back. They commit a genocide through my tracks. They raped our mothers, less than my black. They bought the violence when they attacked. I ain't here to start trouble, I'm just here to state facts. You can't pay me how you wanna paint cracks. And I'm tied to my mob, got my mob on my back. Waratahs are covered in blood, whitewashing our history to cover it up. Proof is all in the pudding, cause this nation couldn't give a fuck about us. We survive unseated, undivided, our people stay fighting cause the flame is ignited. We stay righteous, we cannot be silenced, cause silence is violence, the reason we're divided. And they choose not to digest the truth, instead they just go ahead and delude our youth. Only love your system cause it just suits you. Give a cough about the law, yeah, I'd rather grassroots. Black to the bone, black to the busy. Mob on my back, yeah, they all rock with me. Barker in my blood, that river flow through me. I'm matriarchal bloodline, 120. This for the black matriarchs. This for my sisters who lived in the dark. This for my sisters who carry our past on their shoulders. This is for black matriarchs. This is for all of our women. This is for all of our children. Couldn't care less about the monarch. I'ma set fire to the kingdom, I'm coming for them. More hail to black matriarchs. I'm the pain and the proof, the history that lays out the truth. And they couldn't walk a mile in our shoes. Tell us to go bush when they all introduce. We've been here for
too long. Matriarchy blood, yeah, I've been built strong. Song lines deep, yeah, got me singing songs. Cause I can't forget where I came from. Bakunji country, Mungo man. Pass it to my kids, tell them this your land. I came from the dirt, go back in red sand. There's a river, Nunku, I'm proud of who I am. Creator, creating me tough. And I'm calling out all your bluffs. Saying the past is all in the past. Well, that dark past still lives in my mum. I stay radical, I know the truth. Couldn't kill my ancestors, I'm the proof. I know I still got some screws loose. But my third eye's open and I'm looking right through. Looking at you, Nunku right here, gonna do what I do. So my little black seeds ain't gonna prove this to you. 90% me gone, bud, what do? 3% me, hold it down for a few. This for the black matriarchs. This for my sisters who lived in the dark. This for my sisters who carry our past on their shoulders. This is for black matriarchs. This is for all of our women. This is for all of our children. Couldn't care less about the monarch. I'ma set fire to the kingdom. I'm coming for them. More hail to black matriarchs.
You know, I have a culture. I am a cultured person. Don't try and suppress me. And don't call me a problem. I have never left my country. I am not the problem.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great
happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Your empty bottles and cans are worth 10 cents each, so don't chuck them out. Earn a bit of extra cash with Containers for Change while helping keep community clean. Whether you have a little or a lot, every bottle and can counts. So start collecting for yourself, your community, or a charity, then cash them in with Containers for Change. Change is in your hands. Search Containers for Change to find a refund point near you.
Station sponsor.
The second that, Barry Cedric, I feel I've got to go fishing. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Recovery. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, Stolen Generation Survivor releases final book in beloved children's series. A powerful new story is soaring into hearts and homes. Brave Young Eagle is the fourth and final book in the beloved Spirit of the Dreaming series by Yemaja Nunga artist and Stolen Generation Survivor, Annie Rhonda Collard Spratt, based in Brisbane, and writer Jackie Farrell. We have Annie Rhonda Collard Spratt on the line. We're going to have a yarn with her. And a very good morning, Auntie. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, dear. How are you?
I'm very good, my dear. So before we start, Auntie, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I was born in a place called Carnarvon by the Indian Ocean. If you put a wheel across Carnarvon, it'll come in line with Bundaberg.
Bundaberg, yeah.
So I'm a Yamagi woman, and I'm also a Noongar woman from the Perth area, and our country goes from Geraldton all the way down to Esperance, so to the South Australian border.
Okay.
I identify as Yamagi, the desert mob, and Noongar people.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Annie. Big shout out to your mob and beautiful country. Now, Annie Rhonda, also known as Annie Curlew, is that right?
Yes, Auntie Curlew, or Auntie Wheelo. That's my totem, the Curlew.
Curlew, yes, beautiful. Yep. And look, I open up the title here, Stolen Generations of Survivor Release, the final book in beloved children's room. When you say final book, meaning what, are you hanging up the pen, no more books, or are you going into another different series?
Okay,
many, of course you do, thank you. So you're finishing this series?
I've written my life story called Alison's daughter lost a mission child on 4 generations of Olin.
Yeah.
And at the moment, in WA, we're going for our stolen wages.
Yes.
But, and our latest book is called Brave Young Eagles. It's set in Carnarvon, which is a word name, but the blackfellow name is Gunyawari. That means where the river meets the sea. Isn't that a lot better?
Yeah, beautiful. I love that, yes. And it's good that we're language front and centre. When you talk about all the stories, your children's series, it looks so powerful, and we're keeping our culture alive in that format, I would say, Auntie.
That's so true, because when I was a little mission kid, I used to tell stories under a gun tree in the wood dirt with a stick, but the wind and the rain would come and wash it away and blow it away, and now it's in books.
Yeah.
It's there forever and for all Australians. Children, young people, teenagers, adults, old people. So it's there forever. And it's keeping our language alive and our stories.
Yes.
Our dreaming never ends. Our dreaming is still flowing. It's still alive.
So true, so true. And here we are in the 21st century, and we're keeping it alive. Hold on to it, exactly. Now, Annie, you have a long-time collaborator, and that's a Brisbane writer, Jackie Farrow. A big shout-out to Jackie.
Yes, Jackie.
Yeah, and co-authors with you.
Custer,
yes.
Because she's a white lady, but I said she helped me with my life story. She's an editor.
Okay.
And now I've changed her career. She's a writer as well. And I said, come on this journey with me and the true spirit of
beautiful.
Reconciliation.
Beautiful.
On my part, that took a lot of strength because I really didn't trust white people.
Yep.
Because I'm 4 generations
old. Yep. So Jackie Farrow should be honoured. Jackie Farrow should be honoured for you to welcome her and invite her to travel on your journey in regarding your children book series. She would be so honoured. And you have a good friendship there, have you?
We have a good friendship, and I'll give her the Yamagi name of Wanda Wandara.
Mm-hmm.
That means dragonfly in the Ingoda language from Carnarvon.
So she's dragonfly girl.
Yeah, and in our culture, when you see a dragonfly, it means change is coming in the seasons or the weather. But for me, it also means a change is coming. We're trying to bring changes in people's hearts and their spirits and their minds. Of seeing us black and white working together.
Working together. It's so beautiful, yes.
Yes, and she calls me Aunt Curlew. And when I met my mother, she told me that was my totem, and I must be a spokesperson for the Curlew if its environment's being destroyed.
Yeah.
We must assert our totem animals because they are our spiritual guides.
Yeah, beautiful.
When I dance, I've got three marks on my face.
He
said, your dreaming spirit, your guardian spirit, and the biggest one I like is my mischievous spirit.
Mischievous, yes. and I will say this, Annie Curlew, it seems like Dragonfly Girl has been adopted by you, Jackie Farrow, yes?
Yes.
Good.
You know, when I first saw her, she ran an arts program in Riverview where I live.
Mm.
But me and my family, we like the black things up. We say Riverview Dreaming.
Mm. Yeah. Beautiful.
And she had all the Aboriginal elders as the art mentors. And I met her there, and when I saw her, I thought, she's got the hair I've always wanted, because I grew up on a mission with 10 dormitories, and when I was in kindergarten dormitories, this one missionary was kind to me.
Yeah.
He had green eyes and red hair, and as a toddler, I said to myself, when I grow up, I want to have green eyes and red hair and a red scarf and a red scarf. All I want now is a red scarf.
Which way? Curlew got red, green eyes and red hair. Curlew. You're too funny, Annie.
So, she's family now. And tomorrow,
yes.
Tune into Channel 9. I'll be on Channel 9 at 11 o'clock.
Oh, deadly. And so does Dragonfly Girl. She live close nearby you, Jackie Farrow?
Yes, she's like that. We go everywhere. And
good.
She's experienced with me racism, and she sees it. And like the other day, she wasn't with me, but I wasn't served in the cheesecake shop in Ipswich.
Yeah.
And that really hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Because I had to go to TAFE. I mean, I had to go to high school. I've been teaching art to our kids.
And you had to go solo. You had to go without Dragonfly Girl. Because you two joined at the hips there. You joined at the hips, used to, Dragonfly Girl and you.
Yeah, well, we're family, and we
Yes.
I wanted to see all the places in my life story, and she fell in love with Carnarvon.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful place. It's where the desert meets the sea.
Lovely. Beautiful.
And the story set on the merchant on the Gascoyne River.
Mm.
And you know what, as Mob called it, the Upside Down River, because the water runs under the sand.
Ah, Upside Down River. The water runs under the sand.
Yeah, but there are permanent water places like Rocky Pool.
Yes.
And Chuckerswell and Chinaman's Pool.
Oh, beautiful.
They never dry up.
Beautiful.
It's a special place for me, and the story sets on the Gascoyne River, which is the longest river in Western Australia, and the little baby eagle falls from its nest, and it falls on an ant nest. We say minga.
Yep.
And for eagle, we say wongadoo. And poor baby wongadoo falls on the minga nest. The ants are there biting. And the zebra finches find him because his family are hunting for caca, and they take him in. And they say, can you fly to our nest? And he said, I'm too frightened to fly.
They're beautiful. And that's where your stories come from, when you've got yarns like that. So your beloved children's series, the final one for this series, Brave Young Eagle. And then you're looking at more stories, different series, is that right?
Well, my next book I'd like to do is a poetry book, because Analysis' daughter, Lost Mother, was published in Sarajevo. That's a big city in Bosnia. There used to be one country called Yugoslav, but they cut the country in half after a war. So one's called Croatia, the other half called Bosnia. In Bosnia, the country Bosnia, Sarajevo is a big city. They put out an anthology of poetry by all their professors. I don't know where they found this Aboriginal woman. They chucked my poem in there called Lost Mother. And they translated it in their lingo and in Turkish. I've been writing poems all my life.
Yeah, beautiful. And and you should continue to do that, Auntie, because it keeps our culture alive,
you know,
and our young ones being educated as well.
Yeah, with our young ones, because I work at Bremer High School, I've been there 10 years.
Yep.
And still, anyone struggle with their identity, one young girl put her hand on my hand and said, Auntie, do you have tears in her eyes? She said, do you think it's funny I'm a white black fella? I said, no, Bob. You embrace everything about being Aboriginal. We've done it all shades of black.
Exactly, darling.
You look strong and proud because you belong to this land.
That's right.
This land is your home. We might be houseless, but we're not homeless. Yeah.
Well, Auntie Curly, you're so precious, so thank you so very much. Now, you talk about your book here, apparently confirming for every copy of Brave Young Eagle Soul, Brawlong Press will donate the Indigenous Literacy Foundation supporting language and literacy in remote communities. Is that right?
Yes, well, that was me and Jackie's idea.
Good, great idea. Thank you, Auntie.
Because we want to give back to our communities. Yes. And I've got a lot of my northern remote communities.
Yeah, beautiful.
And seeing the language, it just strengthens our kids. I just did one book to this little Aboriginal boy who's four, and that book made him a leader. When he started to play group, he'd hold on to that book close to his heart, and he'd call all his white mates, his non-Indigenous mates, sit in a circle, and he'd talk about the paintings, because he couldn't read.
Yes.
So that made him a leader. Just that one book.
Yeah.
So it's bringing pride back into identity. And this is what about children need that. They need to know they belong, that we see them. We listen to them, we hear them, and there is a place for them in this society. Because since the no vote, I've lost 9 of my young people. So it's very important we strengthen our next generation.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
They can walk strong and proud in their cultural identity by reconnecting to the elders. To their language, to stories, to arts, to music.
Yeah, and mainly for 4 to 12 year olds, but we're talking about the Spirit of the Dreaming series. And look, Dreamtime, keeping the Dreamtime alive. We're passing knowledge on. These kids can read these beautiful books in school and then have their cultural connection, find their cultural connection.
Our dreaming is still there. A dreaming to me is creation.
Yes.
And we're creating new dreams now. This could be a dreaming story that's yarning over the air.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Our black magic flying through the air.
Yeah, too beautiful.
So we must reflect our stories thing to know society as well.
Yes.
What we carry with honour and love and respect that our ancestors gave us and our old people.
Yeah, beautiful.
But we must create for us now. I've repeated this before, I've seen problems about aeroplanes, about different things that reflect us in this modern society, so it's important.
Yes, it is important.
We mustn't become stagnant, we must keep flowing and building up and being strong. And passing on this legacy to our next generation, because they are our leaders.
Yeah, beautiful.
And we need them to be strong in their mental health, their spiritual health, their cultural health.
And part of that strong foundation for them is culture, and you're delivering culture through children's books. So fantastic. Because stories are real and stories are strong.
You know, I grew up in Bible stories all my life, from the age of 3 to 21. So it's an honour and a privilege to reconnect to my culture through stories, through songs and dance. Because every book has a song.
Yes.
If I'm a newser, I followed my family. My family is still strangers to me. I'm 74.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Family.
Yep.
Are strong in my heart, and I talk to them every day.
Yeah.
And we need these stories to fill our hearts up. You know, a lot of our hearts are empty. I had an empty heart.
Yep, for sure.
I had no love, no culture. I was taught that life's
empty.
But now I'm a strong black woman, and I'm
passing
on my knowledge and strength
and
to all the kids I can.
Yes. Annie Curley, we love you, we respect you, and thank you so very much. Congratulations. Our final book series for Beloved Children series, and next one to come. Poems are on the cards as well. A big shout out to Dragonfly Girl, your Brisbane writer there, co-author, Jackie Farrow. Thank you, Auntie. You take care, stay warm. You go there?
You there?
Yeah, darling.
You can buy my books on spiritonthedreaming.com.
Yes, beautiful.
And I'll
books
decide
are out.
It and we'll post them to you.
Lovely. Beautiful.
Thank you for your time, everyone, and for listening.
Thank you. You take care, my darling. All the best to you. Stay warm.
Stay black, strong, and deadly.
I love that. See, Auntie. Auntie Kulu. Thank you. Beautiful yarn. Auntie Kulu, or Auntie Rhonda, but known as Auntie Kulu. And not only a respected elder and author, but also a poet, as she mentioned, performer, passionate advocate for truth-telling and intergenerational healing. Her long-time collaborator, Brisbane writer, Jackie Farrow, who virtually she adopted, and named her Dragonfly Girl, co-authors in the series. And we have the final book in the Beloved Children series, and that's The Spirit of the Dreaming. But watch this space, more to come. Too Deadly, Auntie Rhonda, Collard Spratt. They say, are you living or are you just waiting to die? She's living life to the fullest. You mob need to do the same. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come the time where Trendy Trevor signs off. I thank you very much for your company, you mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. And that number, don't forget it, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, text a brother, 045-714-0550, or at Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Too Deadly, you mob. Take care.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
cooking place, you me call him all ground or key.
Naki matanai black swan aye.
Música.